Hi, and welcome to another fantastic audio presentation with Jonathan Doyle from Choices Media. It's great to have you with us. Each year, Jonathan reaches tens of thousands of people around the world with a message of hope and change. And we know this presentation will make a real difference in your life and through you, many others. Please take a moment to visit the website at www.choices.com.au and explore the great range of products, audio downloads, and seminar options available. If you wish to make an inquiry about booking Jonathan for your conference, school, or event, then please use the Contact Us page and we'll get straight back to you. So now, sit back, relax, and enjoy another powerful message with Jonathan Doyle from Choices Media.
Well, hi there, I'm Jonathan Doyle. Welcome to the weekly podcast. Great to have another opportunity to talk to you personally. Firstly, huge thanks to so many people for the feedback that's been coming through on the weekly podcast. Please feel free to post something on our Facebook page or in the other different ways that you can reach us. It's just been great to sort of get so much feedback from people around the world. So keeping to time limits again today, you have a busy week ahead of you and I want to just crash through and give you some great stuff to get you underway. I had a bit of an idea late yesterday afternoon. I thought to myself, you know, why don't I ask people what they want to hear about for a change? So I went to our Facebook page, and if you're on Facebook, you can simply find us under Choices Media. That's Choices with a Z, C-H-O-I-C-E-Z. And I got a great number of posts, a whole bunch of interesting stuff, giving me plenty to think about for the weeks ahead. But I got a great one from Martin Ewan. So Martin, if you're out there, a shout out to you. Thank you. And his question was kind of about defining success. He said, can you do a podcast on defining success? I thought that was awesome. There's so much we could say about it. I want to give you a few little ideas quickly that hopefully you can think about through the rest of the week. First thing I want to say about success is how it is so powerfully culturally conditioned. I mean, let's be honest, most of us have been heavily culturally conditioned to see success as basically gravitating around money and or possibly fame and, you know, basically just massive public profile. But money's probably the big one. And we also have this huge obsession with fame. Think of so many of the TV programs that are coming out at the moment. I read a really interesting article in a journal about 3 or 4 years ago called Communio. And the journal was sort of saying this massive cultural obsession with other people's lives is really interesting. And the suggestion is we're obsessed with other people because we've kind of forgotten just how dramatic our own lives are. Friends, there is so much going on in your life. This massive universal drama is actually playing out in your life every day. Choices between good and evil, moral choices, ethical choices. Do you serve? Do you take from others? There's so much happening in your own life. Don't forget that. I really suggest that you question or have at least evaluate your interest in fame and celebrity because, friends, your life is, yeah, for a start, it's the only one you've got, and there's so much going on in your life. I just suggest you take a huge interest in what's happening inside you because you can change that. So let's talk a little bit about that obsession with money. Friends, it's a big one, isn't it? We kind of feel that, you know, that's really what it's about, and if we just got enough. But here's a question for you. In terms of success, how much is enough? I mean, is $100,000 enough? Is $150,000? Would you be unhappy if you had $150,000, but happy if you had $151,000? What about $1,000,000? Would you be happy if you had $1,000,000? Everyone goes, absolutely. Well, many of you are like, well, at least I'd like to try and test it out first. Friends, but it's interesting, isn't it? I'm going to give you a couple of great insights. Recently, the new version or the second installment of the Wall Street movie franchise, the one that was done many years later, came out recently. Great film, really enjoyed it. But there's a great line when, you know, the young guy he's in the sort of private office of this incredibly wealthy guy. He's kind of the bad guy in the movie. And the young guy turns to him, and just as he's about to walk out after this kind of confrontation, he turns to the older guy and says, "What's your number? What's your number?" And the guy turns around and goes, "Well, you can get that from my secretary." But he says, "I don't mean that number. I mean, all of you guys have got a number that you're prepared to walk away or a number you're prepared to stop at." So what he's getting at there, he's saying to this guy, you know, there must be a certain amount of money that you're going to stop or is enough for you. So he goes, "What's your number?" And the old guy turns around, the camera zooms in. There's this great moment where he just looks at him and he says, "More." Isn't that powerful? He goes, "More." There is no number. There's no stopping point. More and more and more. But friends, just so you know, there's actually no infinite correlation between the amount of money you have and happiness. Now, if you look at the studies of people like Dr. Martin Seligman and some of his books, he shows from sort of studies done all around the world that if you're dealing with massive poverty, yes, money does relate to happiness. A certain amount of money swings you out of chronic poverty and you become happier. That is true. But that relationship is not infinite. You know what I mean? Like, if you add more and more and more and more money to a person, they don't get happier and happier and happier. There's just kind of a cutoff point when a lot of your needs are met and you've got some surplus cash. Money doesn't make you happier. It's crazy. And you need to know that. That is a huge epiphany. That's a huge breakthrough for some of you listening to this. It's not going to do it, friends. Because if it did, people like Bill Gates would have to be, you know, realistically, they'd have to be the happiest people in the world. If money was directly linked to happiness, then the more money you had, the happier you would be. And isn't that true? Have you not met somebody in your life who may be very wealthy but is miserable? There's plenty of people. So let's deal with that first. Success, yes, money's a part of that, but it ain't going to do it. You know, think, for example, of Mother Teresa of Calcutta. I mean, she never had a bank account. She didn't possess anything. But you see that smile. You do a Google image search on Mother Teresa. You just see this incredible smile. And think of her influence and all that kind of amazing stuff. So what I want to do today is just suggest to you that your markers for success are probably actually a little different than you think. And you may be closer to success than you actually realized. You know, the great American speaker, Tony Robbins, who has had a big impact on many people, he talks about setting the game up to win. Isn't that a great line? Set the game up to win. He says so many of us have this kind of, you know, huge idea that if we get to this place and then we achieve this and then that happens and then we've got this house and then we've got this car, then we can be happy. Friends, it's just not true. Set the game up to win. Just, you know, get out your journal, get out a piece of paper, whatever works for you, and just, you know, get in a quiet place and write down some things that really do matter to you. You know, what things really for you? Set the game up so you can achieve them, so that they're not some mystical thing billions of years in the future for you. They're kind of things that might be just around the corner or things that are already happening. I'll give you an example. My life's changed. I'm 38 years of age now, right? So, I travel heaps and we've got the businesses and all this great stuff. But as I was thinking about this podcast, I'm going to wrap up really fast because I don't want to go too long today. But I realized that my markers of success really now are marriage and fatherhood. You know, I'm really interested in the possibility of creating a great marriage. I've been married for 11 years. It is fantastic, but could it get better? Could it be amazing at 15? You know, what sort of husband am I being? And crucially, what sort of father am I being? I have a very young family. There's tribe of kids running around me all the time, and it's awesome. But the real marker for me in success in life won't be money, and it won't even be influence, and it won't even be business. I think for me, the real markers are going to be the quality of things like my friendships and the quality of how I conduct myself as a husband and the quality of how I conduct myself as a father. So you can see my markers of success are already changing. So let's finish now. I want to give you a final insight. So here is my honest opinion. What do I really think success is? Here's what it is. For me, after many years reading hundreds and hundreds of books and lots of postgraduate study and talking to hundreds of thousands of people, here's what I think it actually is. I think true human success is approaching your potential. Now, notice I didn't say reaching it. I just think as long as you're in the game of becoming better and better and more fully who you are and refining your talents, you're closer to success. But listen carefully now, one more final distinction. It's not just about sort of approaching your potential for your sake. It's for a particular reason. And that reason is gift. The gift and the contribution that you make to others. I think that's true success in human life. Developing your capacities and talents so you can serve, so you can love, so you can contribute. I think that's truly human. And I think that's the true definition of success. So this week, here's your homework. Just look at a particular talent you have. What's something you're already good at? I want you to go to work on that talent this week. Read a book, research a website, you know, do something that just tweaks that natural ability just a little bit more and then use it to serve someone else. You do that, friends. I think you're truly successful. You do it every day. You'll become incredibly successful. I'm Jonathan Doyle. This is the Weekly Podcast. Make sure you give me some feedback on Facebook or here on the page. It'd be great to hear from you personally. Have a fantastic week. I'm Jonathan Doyle. See you next week.
Hi again, and thanks for taking the time to enjoy another audio presentation from Jonathan Doyle at choices.com.au. Please take a moment to visit the website at www.choices.com.au and explore the great range of products, audio downloads, and seminar options available. If you wish to make an inquiry about booking Jonathan for your conference, school, or event, then please use the Contact Us page and we'll get straight back to you. So thanks again, and we look forward to bringing you even more inspiring and educational messages in the time ahead.